Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. That's right. We made it to another weekend that much closer to the NFL draft, which means we're that much closer to a rookie minicamp, which means we're that much closer to actual minicamp, which means we're that much closer to that quick little summer break they take. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's training camp. And then it's the preseason, and then it's football season. We are so close, yet so far away. Obviously, there is some news today from the Green Bay Packers. Christian Welch, the linebacker who had been on the Packers roster in 2023, and then had a really good training camp and preseason last year, so much so that I thought he was going to make the team, then was subsequently released and spent time with Denver and with Baltimore last year in 2024, back, re-signed with the Packers this afternoon. Excellent addition, phenomenal special teams depth, and a guy who, like I said, looked really good last summer from scrimmage in kind of the time we saw him throughout the summer at camp, but specifically in preseason. He had an excellent three-game stretch there for the green and gold, and now he is back in the mix. Have to think this is something of a Eric Wilson replacement, hopefully a step up in that regard. But yeah, man, the world needs ditch diggers too, and this is a very good one. And it's a smart signing as the Packers continue to solidify things prior to late April's draft. Speaking of the draft, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're going to be the first to hear about this because pretty much solidified everything this afternoon. We're going to make the announcement pretty official, I guess, on Monday, but you know what? You folks are here on a Friday afternoon in late March. You're diehards. You deserve to know first. That's right. The Cheesehead TV NFL Draft Meetup happening Wednesday, the night before the draft, downtown Green Bay at Stage 1, April 23rd, 8 to 11 p.m. We got Carry the G specials, Cheesehead TV giveaways, and yes, special Packers and maybe even some NFL guests are going to roll on by. It's going to be a lot of fun. You should check it out. 8 through 11 p.m. Wednesday, April 23rd, downtown Green Bay at Stage 1. If you were lucky enough to attend the Cheesehead TV draft party last year, you'll know where this is. Stage 1 is downtown. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope any of you who are going to be in the area. And look, this is not a Patreon meetup. This is not an exclusive thing. Anyone can stop by. 8 to 11, Stage 1, Wednesday, April 23rd, the night before the NFL draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Going to be a lot of fun, people. That's all I can tell you. Hope you can make it. Circle it on your calendar. And buy a bunch of Carry the G. They're going to have Carry the G available. Carry the G specials all night long. Get yourself some Carry the G if you haven't tried it yet. In fact, let me wet your whistle, as it were.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be, so creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Official beer of Cheesehead TV. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you all there. And if you are unable to be in Green Bay for the draft, which, hey, I understand is probably most of you, do not fret. We will be having our live stream coverage of night one and two of the NFL draft, as we always do here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Both Thursday and Friday nights, we'll be live streaming throughout the proceedings. So hopefully you can join us for that if you can't make it down to the party on Wednesday night. Regardless, if you can or if you can't, it's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you'll join us here at Cheesehead TV for all the festivities. Going to be a good time. Good time, the hot time in the old town tonight. Adrian Wright starting us with a super chat. How are you, man? I just want to shout out my boy, Peter Arvo. Always a pleasure to hang with Mount Horb's finest. Well, Adrian, I'm sure Peter appreciates it. And I appreciate it, brother. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the support. FMCH, thanks to the super chat. I don't need Hardman to be Desmond Howard good. Allen Rossum good works for me. Random Packer to Sean Wynn. Thanks for all the awesome content. Go Pack Go. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I hear you, man. Yeah, I would, yes, sign up for Allen Rossum right now. there's a possibility he could be Howard good, though. I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's going to be. I'm just saying that's the, you know, that's just maybe the ceiling. Well, shoot for the ceiling, right? It's all good. Ed, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Some say that Bear draftees receive a $40,000 sucks to be you bonus from the NFL. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if there was like some kind of like apology payment from the league for getting drafted to shitty teams? I mean, I understand like the whole point of the draft, the way it's set up, is for the bad teams to be drafting first. So, of course, yeah, those teams are going to be bad, right? Man, that would be hilarious. That would be so good. Most hated. Nagler, happy Friday to you. Happy Friday, most hated. Hope you're doing well, man. Packers got another linebacker in the mix, buddy. It'll be a lot of fun watching him fly down the field on special teams and make those tackles and limit those returns. I'm all in. Richard, how are you, man? Do you find it ironic that before the draft, mock drafts are all need-based, and after the draft is over, mock redrafts are all about drafting best player available with hindsight? Richard, I got to admit, I've never put that much thought into it because I think most redrafts are a complete waste of time for the very reason you're kind of pointing out here. But that is kind of amazing, right? Like, oh, well, this player turned out to be awesome, so of course they should have drafted him. Like, I can't even imagine a more fruitless, useless exercise, which kind of describes most football content on the internet. So I guess I understand why it gets produced. But wow, yeah. That's an apt description, no question about it. Michael, how are you, man? Thanks for the chat. Prediction, one, Hardman returns a punt for a touchdown this year. It's been a while. It's been a while since they had a punt return for a touchdown. I believe Micah Hyde is still the last one to do it. And look, if he did one, just one, that would put him two off the lead for the most all-time in franchise history, which is a record tied, I believe, held both by by Hyde and Desmond Howard, if I remember correctly. Hyde may have broken it because I know Desmond had the kickoff returns, except, you know, that we all remember, but Hyde was a legit weapon on punt returns, which maybe most people don't remember, but if he could, hell, forget Allen Rossum, if he can just be Micah Hyde good, we'll be all ready. Javier, F these commercials. Javier, let me have you slide back and listen to the news, guy. So I live in New York City, and you may or may not have heard that it's expensive living in New York City. And I hear what you're saying. Move to Green Bay. Well, okay, my kids are here. I'm not moving until they're grown. So it's going to be a while before I move someplace that is, you know, not $1 billion in rent. So those commercials help me pay rent. So my brother, I just ask you, a little patience, a little wait for the commercial that you can then, can most of them you can skip at after 30 seconds, and then, you know, feel good that this, you know, entity that provides you with Packers content 365 days a year, you know, you're helping it. You're helping support it just by letting that little commercial play for a little bit. That's all. That's all. That's all I'm asking. Ben, thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you. I've convinced myself this is the year we draft a wide receiver in the first round. I'm ready to get hurt again, hoping for McMillan. Ben, brother. I get this kind of sentiment almost every year. I'm not joking. I think it's been something that I've kind of seen percolating in on the internet from Packers fans for the last 20 years, right? I mean, it hasn't happened since Javon Walker. But every single year, Packers fans... So I'm not saying everybody, but like there's like some subset of Packers fans. This, I feel it. This is the year. You'll be able to knock me over with a feather if they draft a wide receiver in the first round. And I'm not saying it's impossible. I'd just be absolutely shocked. It's just not a premier position in their eyes. They're always going to acquiesce to those. I think there will be plenty of prospects on offer to select with that first round pick. And yeah, I just don't see it. But hell, we produce a whole line of content called Nagler's Never Right that you can buy and wear after I'm wrong. Joe, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Banks at left guard and Jenkins at center should make run blocking more stout. Really looking forward to Jacobs having more running room. Not a fantasy football comment. Joe, I mean, hey, full disclosure, I've had Jacobs on my fantasy team for 3 years. I mean, going back to even before he was with the Packers, I love him as a player. And I had him that first year when he was rushing leader with the Raiders. And then obviously a very disappointing year coming off of that. But man, let me tell you, I don't care if he has more running room. That'd be great. Obviously, I'm all for it. But that guy is a machine when it comes inside the 5 yard line. He scores touchdowns. So if we're talking fantasy football, love him. He's just a producer. But to your point, in a purely football Packers sense, the idea that he was as productive as he was last year, even between the 20s, while having some poor run blocking at times, there's no doubt that they were not nearly as good as they could have been. There were so many plays where he's hit at or behind the line of scrimmage that he turns into positive yardage. It's super impressive. But the idea that, yeah, they could run, like, say, a counter over to that side of the field, right? That left side. Whoo, baby, let's go. And he maybe even is able to get to the second level without being touched. Dog, let's wrap it up. That's a big gain waiting to happen. I am all in on this. Adrian Wright, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Which Packers administrator or coach had a bigger impact on the city of Green Bay? Lambeau, Lombardi, Wolf, or Murphy? Woo, wow. We're talking major nerd question here, but I like it. I love it. Administrator coach had a bigger impact on the city of Green Bay. I mean, it's real hard not to say Lambeau, because without him, the Packers don't exist. And none of what those other guys did comes into existence, right? I mean, I'm like right here. I've been rereading this phenomenal book before they were Packers, which is all about the town teams that existed throughout Wisconsin and the Midwest that kind of coalesced and became what ended up as the Packers, but also like the kind of different teams that were playing throughout that time period prior to the formation of the league. And it's like Lambeau, he had a vision, you know, and Green Bay, even though it hasn't grown into a major metropolitan area, has been so identified with that team and that kind of, you know, relationship, the symbiotic relationship between the team and the town. It's real hard not to say Lambeau there. You know, I don't know what Green Bay would be without him. Like, I'm not saying it would be nothing. I'm not saying it wouldn't exist or anything like that, but it would certainly absolutely be very different, right? And Lombardi, Wolf, Murphy all did and have done amazing things for the Packers and even for the city. But without Lambeau, that path isn't even tread. So give me Lambeau on this question. Amy, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Just contributing to life in New York City. Grab you a beer on me this weekend. And thank you again for all you guys do. Shit, is it not even for a beer in New York City? $9.99 will get me a beer in New York City. No doubt about it. You know, different types of beer in different kinds of places. All depends. Actually, that wouldn't get me a beer at the airport. But thankfully, I don't live at the airport. But I appreciate you, Amy. Nick D, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Watching Corey talk about Lego Lambeau and where his grandfather's tickets are is just really cool. Is that Packers family? It's that Packers family connection. Love it. Nick, could not agree more. If you guys haven't seen the short that's here on the channel here on YouTube, make sure you check it out. Corey looking at the Lego Lambeau replica that's at the Neville Museum. It's another video that Corey did of this amazing exhibit at the Neville, kind of a connection between the Packers. We were just talking about the Packers and the town. But yeah, Lego Lambeau, it is such a great idea as far as you can have kind of miniature replicas of you and your family created and then make your own replica and have it where you and your family are sitting there watching the Packers forever, right? And yeah, Corey's family has had seats on the 50 forever, about 20 yards up. I've sat there once and they are amazing seats. I feel like Ferris Bueller after he drives the Ferrari around. I have to admit, driving it is so choice. If you have the means, I highly recommend picking one up, because you know it's fucking impossible. Good shit. Michael, Christian Welch, mainly special teams. Yes, as I said at the top of the stream, mostly special teams. I will say, though, I mean, as we saw last year, there is, you know, every possibility and every chance that he is forced into play as a reserve. We saw that with Eric Wilson, and he had a phenomenal summer. He played very well from scrimmage in training camp, and particularly in the preseason. That last preseason game against the Ravens, he was really good. So I don't think they're depending on him, obviously, from scrimmage. But in case of emergency, break glass, he can step in and produce, and you know, you're not be lost and be assignment sure in this scheme in particular. Like I said, he looked good last year. He kind of got caught in a numbers game, essentially. I think they went with Eric Wilson simply because he was a longtime vet and they could trust him. But I'm really happy to have him back. And mostly, yeah, he's a special teams demon. He will contribute on teams in probably every phase. But the nice thing is that he is able to step in there if there are injuries, and you don't have to really worry too much. Mike, that's a good question. Are we due for another stock sale? Not anytime soon. Remember, they have to get league approval before they do so. And more often than not, they have tried. They haven't always done this, but they have tried to do it after they win a championship. That's what they did after the 96 championship. They did it after the 2010 championship. And then they waited and waited and waited. And I think they waited as long as they could or felt necessary. And the Packers just kept between, 2020, 2021. They couldn't quite get over that hump. And then they said, screw it. Let's have another stock sales. But it does take league approval, and all the proceeds have to go to improvements to Lambeau or the surrounding areas, Titletown, etc. But I don't think that will be on offer anytime soon. I think it'll be a bit yet. I would say at least 5 to 10 years before we see that. What else we got here, folks? Oh, yeah, Rick Harris, no question about it. Give Papa Bear some credit for keeping us going. Always, always. Now, to be clear, yes, he most certainly was at the forefront of banging the drum, as it were, to make sure that the Packers stayed in business and became a going concern. But that wasn't without, some self-interest. I mean, the fact that the Packers fans would travel down from Green Bay to Chicago and fill the stadium every time they played plays a pretty significant role here. You know, he wasn't doing it out of the goodness of his heart, or he thought, oh, poor little Green Bay, we need to make sure they have a team. It was, he made money off of Packers fans a couple times a year. So yes, 100%, no question about it. He is instrumental in keeping the Packers alive, but there's reasoning and context behind that. Don't ever forget that. Richard, I like that. Looks like Goody struck again with the Mecole Hardman signing, trying to get some more Super Bowl experience on this roster. Doesn't hurt to have guys who have been there before, right? I mean, the guy has literally caught a pass for a touchdown to win a Super Bowl. That's fact. So, yeah, I don't hate having that in the huddle, right? Don't hate having that on the sideline or in the locker room. No doubt about it. Rye, that's an excellent question. Is Gary's relative inconsistency due to playing in 4 different schemes since college, Michigan, Petten, Barry, and Halfley? I think it has to contribute, right? I do think there's something to the fact that he played as well and better against the run last year than he ever has, right? Whatever the point of emphasis might be in the scheme, what he's being asked to do, and having his hand in the dirt and being a 4-3 end rather than a 3-4 outside linebacker and standing up, even though I know Matt LaFleur has thrown kind of dirt on the whole idea of the difference there, but I think it has to play a role, right? Now, that said, he's paid a whole lot of money to win one-on-ones up front. And sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. To your point, the inconsistency is noticeable. And that has to become more consistent, especially this year. Because after this season in 2025, they've got the mechanism in his contract where they can either get out of it or even, ask him to adjust, try and take a pay cut, etc. This is a big year for Gary. Big, big year. No doubt about it. Paul, thanks for the super chat. Will there ever be another Reggie White? No. Absolutely not. I mean, you can talk about his contributions on the field, his play. You can look at any pass rusher in the modern game and talk about how they stack up, and I will listen to that argument. but there will never be a guy as impactful both on the field and off the field as Reggie. And I'm not just talking about the fact that he is the greatest free agent signing in the history of the NFL. He also spearheaded free agency as we know it. Also, completely changed the trajectory and the culture in Green Bay with the Packers. Will there ever be another Reggie White? No. Absolutely not. All right, everybody, I have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Go Pack, go.